Dubai Eye
103.8. You Sanooj, you lose.
Sanooj Sharif in the house. Explain this segment to us, please.
Well, it's our weekly news quiz. Both Tom and Zina get the opportunity to put their skills to test, and I get to see whether you guys have been listening to our news updates or not.
Right.
So, are you ready? The buzzer, the timer, everything
set?
I'm
not sure if I'm ready. I've been a bit distracted this week, you know, a bit distracted this
What's
morning,
going
a bit
on?
Distracted this week. I'm just getting my scorecard out just
okay.
so that Zina can't claim to have won without having answered anything.
Okay. What? I won last time.
A Z for me, a Z versus T. It's Z versus T in the snooze you lose. Okay. Sanooj, let's go. How do we want to do this? Are we just going to go quick fire round?
Yeah.
Fingers
sure.
on buzzers. Okay, go for it, Sanooj.
Okay, first question, and this should be a fairly easy one. That is, if you've been listening this morning. The question is, the UAE has launched the world's first university focused on artificial intelligence. It's called the Mohammed bin Zayed University of Artificial Intelligence. Where is it going to be located? Not just the Emirate, the exact location.
Oh, no. I know that it's... Is it in Abu Dhabi?
It is. Any further guesses in terms of where exactly?
Will it be on Yas Island?
No. I like that guess, but it's going to be in Masdar City.
Of course. I get 0.5, right?
No.
Question
what?
Number two?
Masdar City was the correct answer. You got it wrong. Okay, so you don't get a point.
You said I was right when I said Abu Dhabi.
No, well, Abu Dhabi was right, but we wanted the exact location because Abu Dhabi was too easy to guess.
Okay, fine.
Okay, number two. The UAE is getting another low-cost carrier. It's going to be based in Abu Dhabi. What's the airline called?
Is it called Air Arabia Etihad?
No. Close guess, but no. Tom?
I've literally obviously been paying no attention this week.
Is it Arabia Etihad?
I had no clue about the first one. I got no clue about the second one.
Well, this one we've been discussing on the news and on the Business Breakfast as well.
All right, okay. The Business Breakfast, which is an R show, yeah? So
yeah.
That's a little bit unfair, isn't it?
You should have been listening this morning when you were stuck in traffic.
Right, who listens to the Business Breakfast? Got better things to do with my time. Thank you very much.
Wow.
So what's the answer?
Someone's grumpy.
I've got no idea. I literally have no idea.
Well, Zina was close to it. It's Air Arabia Abu Dhabi.
There's no Etihad in the name.
No,
okay.
It's a partnership between Etihad and Air Arabia, but the airline is called Air Arabia Abu Dhabi.
Two down.
I get half a point, right?
No, you get nothing.
Nothing,
Zina.
Got it.
No.
It's zero versus zero.
In fact, it's
two to Sanooj. I haven't put Sanooj in. Sanooj, you got two.
These were relatively easy questions because news from today, from yesterday...
Okay, let's
anyway,
move on.
This is going to be
one.
Really easy, for sure. Dubai gearing up to host the region's biggest gaming festival this weekend. What's it called?
Ink.
Time to get insane.
Insomnia.
About the game.
What's it called?
Insomnia.
Insomnia Dubai.
Why did you not just shout it out? You knew the answer.
I'm not that kind of person, you know. I like
you
to share
to give
it
me,
out.
Okay.
You know? You're
one
the
point.
You're the competitive one over there, you know. Me, sir.
Okay, Tom gets another chance.
Point.
Where is the event
so
going to be held?
Hang on. So that's 1-2, Zina. Okay. And you're giving me an opportunity to get a bonus one by asking what?
It's related to the same question. Where is this event going to be held?
No idea. Maidan.
Yeah.
The Maidan Grandstand.
The Maidan Grandstand, yeah.
Cool, one apiece. That's two plays, one. Over to you, Sanooj. Question number four.
Now, this might be slightly tricky, so I'll give you options for this. Let's see. Maybe you guys might get it right
the
first try. The latest country that UAE nationals can visit without a visa.
The island of Kiribati.
Ah, there you go. Yeah.
Wow.
See?
That
so
was
he has
a wild
been listening.
Guess, but it was right. Okay.
How on earth? I mean, let's just look into this. Can we delve a bit deeper? How on earth, has there been a wild guess with the answer being the island of Kiribati? If anybody has ever had a wild guess that the answer has been Kiribati, please get in touch with me because I reckon we've come on something there that's never, ever been a wild guess.
You're such a random person. You're capable of doing that.
See, that's not a guess because I had some clues on my list. But Tom got it.
What were your clues? Go on, just out of interest.
Well, one was Maldives. you know, that would have been a very easy one to, you know, kind of rule out. Mm-hmm. Then the other one was Central African Republic.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah.
And the third being Kiribati.
Oh, hang on. That's not a clue. That's just the answer.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
You can't give an answer as the clue, can you?
Oh, sorry, not the clue. I mean options. That's what I meant, not a clue.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, those are the options, right?
Yeah, those
okay,
are the options, yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
Well
okay.
done. See, you've been listening.
Thank you very much indeed, Sins. Yeah. I looked into the story yesterday because it's the latest visa waiver part of the program agreement. Mm-hmm. And Kiribati, which I know zero about, I mean literally zero about, other than it's an island.
It's a Central Pacific Island nation, yep.
There we go. Didn't even know where it was, but I do now. But beautiful. I had a look at some of the pictures yesterday.
I did the same. I Googled the images just to
wow.
see where it was, what it looks like.
Yeah, because you love your travel, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just one of those ones going, wow, that is absolutely stunning. I listened to a podcast on the way in. That's why I wasn't listening to the Business Breakfast. Apologies. I'll probably get demoted for that. But I was listening to a podcast about Vanuatu.
Vanuatu, yeah.
That's one of those other ones, isn't mm-hmm. it? You hear it. You sort of have a little sort of subconscious understanding of Vanuatu and Kiribati, but ask me to point it out, you know, put a tail on a donkey and point it out on a world map. No idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
But I've been hearing that in the news because they're always voted as the happiest nation on earth, right?
Who?
Vanuatu, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Among it's usually on that list.
I think it's Pacific Islands again, isn't it? Again, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be ready. If there's anyone from Vanuatu out there, anyone that's been to Vanuatu, get in touch with us. Text us on 4001. I've completely lost count of where we're at in the competition and the quiz.
We're down to the last question.
Okay.
And it's a sports question.
Oh, my gosh.
Also a bit quirky. And this is about the recent football match between North and South Korea. It was a World Cup qualifier. They played in an empty stadium, no fans, no journalists. Do you know what the final score was?
I have no idea, but
yeah.
I will go with, I'll hazard a guess
mm-hmm.
that you've got a little wry grin on your face. No fans, no journalists, no goals. 0-0.
Yes, it was goalless. And Zina, do you want to guess where this match was played?
Was it in Seoul?
A guess? No fans? No journalists?
Oh,
empty stadium?
Any guesses? In Pyongyang.
In Pyongyang, yeah.
Is the right answer.
And it's interesting that the match was not even broadcasted live. So, but the result does stand, a goalless result.
The result stands. Point each. Shared points. No
so,
debating. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay,
yep.
So you got two, Sanuj. Mm-hmm. You stumped us on two. Zine, you got two.
I got two.
I got three.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much indeed.
This is the first time ever that he's won, right?
Is it? Let's be fair. No, that's I don't
all right.
think so.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
The agenda on Dubai Eye 103.8 is your opportunity to air your views.
Share your thoughts and join the conversation by text, by phone and online.
Sheriff's in town. Sanuj Sharif's here. He's doing the news. And Sanuj is working us through some of the big stories of the morning, the ones that the ARN News team are following up on. Let's start with Sanuj. Where's my notes gone? Here they are. Oh, hang on. I've lost my page and everything. There it is. The University of AI. Oh, isn't your quiz?
It was, yeah.
No wonder we didn't get it right if it's in the news today.
Well, you should be listening in the morning.
I've been listening.
I was listening about Vanuatu.
Oh, Kiribati.
Ask me anything about Vanuatu, it's fine.
Okay, so the University of Artificial Intelligence, let's come to that.
Okay. Go on.
Yeah, it's going to be located in Abu Dhabi, Masdar City, and it's the world's first university focused on artificial intelligence. And it's, you know, another big step that the UAE has taken in the field of AI and robotics. It's called the Mohammed bin Zayed University of Artificial Intelligence. And, you know, students set to benefit from scholarships, monthly allowances, other benefits like health insurance, accommodation as well. And in terms of the classes, they'll start from September next year, but online applications are now open. Also, registrations will start in August. So August next year, that is. But classes will start in September. And it's the first of its kind in the world. It'll be offering both master's and PhD programs. So another big initiative here in the UAE focused on artificial intelligence.
Mm. That's what's happening down in Abu Dhabi. Let's also get an update on the UAE immunization program.
Yes, parents take note because there are some updates to the UAE's national immunization program. And the Ministry of Health says these changes are based on the latest recommendations, scientific recommendations coming out internationally. So the updates include there's the oral polio vaccine that's usually given to children at the age of 4 months. That's now been suspended. And authorities say instead of that, babies will be given the Infanrix Hexa vaccine, which is used for, you know, not just protecting against polio, but also five other diseases. Also, there's another addition to the vaccination schedule, which is a meningitis jab. That's for school students aged 16 to 18. And they've also changed the doses for the pneumococcal vaccine. It's been reduced from 4 to 3. So all this might sound a bit confusing and, you know, so many different names and vaccines around, but all the details are on our ARN News Centre app.
And big weekend for sport. We're going to get into that in a bit more detail in just a few moments' time. But before all that, though, you've been working through the schedule for the forthcoming Emirates Airline Dubai Rugby Sevens, the 50th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. The pools and schedules are out for the Emirates Airline Dubai Rugby Sevens. We know that it'll be held from December 5th to the 7th. Now, in the men's competition, it'll be Samoa and Canada in Pool C. They'll be getting things underway on day one. And in the women's round, it'll be the Pool B match between Spain and Ireland that'll kick off proceedings. Now, it'll be held at the iconic Sevens Stadium, and the men's tournament will be the first, you know, men's competition of the World Rugby Sevens series. And I think what's also interesting this year is that it's in a way the race for Olympic glory at the 2020 Tokyo Games. So, you know, the full schedule and pools are out. You can check it out on our AR News Centre app as well.
That's all on the app as well. What's going to be interesting about the event this year, I'm not sure many people have sort of figured this one out yet, is that as per the new indications, the new rules by World Rugby, international rugby on the Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Previously, we've only had the international rugby on the Fridays and the Saturdays. Thursday has always been reserved for the local teams, the schools teams, the women's competition as well. But now, because of World Rugby rules and regulations, women's and men's internationals must run concurrently. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be spread over the 3 days.
Those 3 days, yeah.
So rather than getting up early on a Friday morning and getting down there, you'll now be able to watch rugby, international rugby, that is, in both the men's and the women's division on a Thursday, which I think is going to be unique in many ways.
Yep.
Looking forward to that one. We are a big weekend of sport. We'll tell you more about the Rugby World Cup quarterfinals. Lots of anticipation ahead of that one. And of course, the ICC cricket qualifiers, they've started already, haven't they? Or do they start today?
They start on the 18th. That's tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow,
okay,
yeah.
Tomorrow, yeah. So they're all ongoing here in the UAE.
In Dubai. And the first match is between Scotland and Singapore. And the UAE's first match will be against Oman. That will be played on... it's on the 18th as well, yeah. So that there are like three or four different matches that will be played tomorrow. The UAE taking on Oman at 7:30 p.m. But the opening match between Scotland and Singapore, that's at 10 in the morning. Also playing Hong Kong versus Ireland. And Kenya versus Netherlands. So four big matches to look forward to.
Yeah, fascinating tournament. And again, if you want to find out more details about that, keep it locked here on Dubai 103.8 because we'll have ambassadors and stars of the tournament popping in a little later on here on the station. Nuj, thanks very much indeed. Thanks very much indeed for the quiz. Thanks very much indeed for the heads up. Thanks for the news. Enjoy your weekend. Anything planned?
Nothing much. No, I think I'll just take it easy as it goes.
Take it nice and easy?
Yeah.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.